You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why did you get kicked out of your friend group? Your segment here at 7 o'clock Denver time. Have you ever been unceremoniously booted from another group of people?
Iced is the slang if you want to sound all hip and trendy. Why were you iced from a group? Or I will even accept, you know, why did you ice somebody from your group? Because a couple messages came in about, you know, how we essentially had to boot someone out of the group and move on. I know the biggie that I can remember for me is we were part of a little group of friends, closest with two of the people in the group, and they had been trying and trying and trying to get pregnant for many years, in vitro, the whole nine. Like, they spent like $30,000 to $50,000. And when it finally happened, we were the first couple that they told, and they told us, and they were so excited. And then I proceeded to go onto the air the very next day and start complaining about how we're losing some of our best friends. This is before we had kids, because they were going to have kids, and now it's going to be them doing kid things all the time, and we'll never see them again. One, that was a jerk thing to say, and two, they hadn't told anybody else yet, not even the family.
Oops.
And that's how the family found out, was me going on the air complaining about them. And from there on out, they didn't really hang out with us anymore or call us or send us Christmas cards. Iced from that group. And a couple other people in the group, too, stopped talking to us because of that. Whoopsie. How did I know? I didn't know. They didn't tell me not to say anything. So I was iced.
My story is common. Divorce. I got divorced, and people choose sides.
Yeah.
And I was not the one selected by the closest group of people.
I know which divorce, and I would have picked that, your ex-wife as well.
Yeah, well, you know, Bev is delightful. Come
on, her.
She's so delightful. The funny thing about it is we remain tight.
That's good.
You know, and we're still very good friends to this day, but it was funny when it happened, I stopped getting invited. I mean, even the poker party with just the guys.
Yeah.
And I was no longer invited.
It's because their wives laid down the law. You can't be friends with Dom anymore.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Pretty much. We're going with her. I was like, well, okay. So, you know, but I'm the guy who, you know, like I kind of turn my group of friends over every 7 years anyway. So it was probably just time.
Time for a
refresh. And we were married for 8 years, so that's about right. You know, it's like 8 years. Oh, it's time for new friends.
Time to move on.
So why were you kicked out of your friend group? April says, I used to hang out with the same group of four women. I thought everything was great. Then I saw them on social media posting pictures going out without me. I never knew anything about it. Let me jump in and say that's what happens a lot, right? You think everything is cool, and you're like, hey, wait a minute. I didn't know we were all going out. She says, when it happened again, I texted one of them and asked why I hadn't been invited. She ignored me. Then I found out from a friend of someone in the group that they didn't like my laugh, that it was annoying. So I was kicked out of a friend group because of my laugh. That seems really
good.
That's got to be one horrible freaking laugh.
Right. It's one of those seal laughs, I guess.
Marcus says, I guess I got unfriended because I didn't tip enough. That's what they told me later. They said they had to make up for my bad tipping. I always gave 10 to 15% and thought that was enough, but I guess not. And that's Marcus. Yeah, you know what?
Cheapo.
If he says 10 to 15%, my guess is that he probably was around the 10% mark most of the time.
Yeah.
And I got to say, if I'm with a group of people and we're all putting money in and he's doing that, I probably wouldn't want him showing up again either.
Yeah, total cheapskate. Yeah.
Dana says, my mom got thrown out of her friend group because she slept with the brother of one of the other ladies. My mom was single. The brother was not. As far as I know, it only happened once, but I guess that was enough. Well.
Yeah, I could see where that would cause problems for sure.
That's the best one so far, man. Dana, so far you're the winner. Your mom
That's
wins.
Good.
What else we got?
Along those lines, BT says, we had a friend group with a central four and overlapping outer rings. Like a Venn diagram, Dom, says this person. One of the girls in the inner four was dating one of the guys in the outer four, and she cheated on him, got ousted from all the circles.
Yeah.
That was confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. Shannon says, I had an argument with person A. Person B had a huge crush on person A. and I took it upon myself to ensure that I was iced out in order to protect person A's feelings.
I'm confused.
That was confusing to me.
Talk about a Venn diagram.
That
you got
was confusing
A's,
to
B's,
me.
B's, yeah.
Jen, with multiple N's, I think her N button got stuck. We booted somebody out because she would manipulate people into doing things for her, running errands, cooking, etc. When she was perfectly capable, she never repaid the favor or expressed gratitude. And she was overly critical of the group, so they gave her the boot. Yeah, okay, yeah. These are all, yeah, that's great.
You know, the interesting thing about a group, the group dynamic is fascinating to me because it's hard enough to maintain a friendship with, like, one person, right? Because one person is, like, giving 70% of the time. It's rarely 50-50. There's one person who tends to do a little bit more. And then when you get that group dynamic, then you start having gossip and talking, and then when one of them's not there, you talk about them. It's incredible that groups stay together as long as
totally
they do,
ugly.
Really.
So I wasn't going to talk about this, but screw it, they're ghosting us anyway. I've got a very close group of friends right now, and all of us have done things together for years and years and years, and my wife and I are currently in the process of being iced out from the group. Over the past year or so, we've noticed we're just not getting invited to things. They're not.
What'd you do? I blame you. It's certainly not Nicole.
As my wife texted me just a minute ago, she says, I'm pretty sure it started with the mango pudding incident. And that was an incident that happened at a Christmas party where somebody brought mango pudding and it was disgusting and nobody was eating it. So I started hiding taco chips in the mango pudding. So when you dunked into it, it was like, what am I eating here? The guy that made it got in my kitchen because it was very time consuming to make, very expensive ingredients. And there I was jacking with his mango pudding that nobody was eating. And it essentially caused us to leave the party.
Yeah.
That's how upset he was over the mango pudding. So it's been known as the mango pudding incident amongst the friends. And ever since then, we just don't get invited to things anymore with this.
Well, why does this
people?
Guy hold so much sway over everybody else? See, that's another
part
of the dynamic.
It was his house. It was his recipe.
I know, but what
and
about the other friends?
Obviously, I was in the wrong because I was ruining the pudding.
But my question is, all the other friends, why do they care?
Because they are all like-minded
this guy
individuals
has some sort
in
of
various aspects of their life, which I am not. So
this is the group dynamic that I'm talking about. It's like one person's going to have a little bit more. You have an alpha in groups, right?
I think multiple people in that group were just kind of looking for an excuse to not hang out with me anymore. And I think this was it. So the pudding incident was like, now we can finally get out from underneath this friendship and move on.
Well, I guess it is true that we often will seek an excuse to do something that we have been wanting to do.
Yes, they've been looking for something.
And it applies here as well when friends
I'm
get
tell you,
ousted.
That pudding was so foul, and it was like supposed to be chilled, and it was at room temperature, and it was kind of lumpy. It was it needed to be jacked with. It was so, so bad. So,
well, I'm glad you did it.
I'm still glad I did it, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it.
That party was stupid.
You know, if you hadn't done that, this guy would have found some other reason, you know.